evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. Oh, my gosh, what a fabulous day it was today. Absolutely glorious. I hope it stays this way all summer. Okay, well, most of you know what my show is about. It's about childhood memories and how they influenced you to be being who you are today. And I've got a fantastic guest tonight. And I'm not going to, without further ado, I'm going to introduce him because we just have a half an hour. And I have heard him perform before, and he is a very wonderful singer, songwriter, and musician. And his name is Ray Anderson, also known as Mr. Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing really great today. It just was beautiful out. I got outside a little bit, and I finally got into spring cleaning that I should have done maybe last month, but didn't want to. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was inside all day in my studio, but I went out to get the mail, and I saw what a great day it is. You know, it was, and hopefully there'll be some more of those forthcoming, so I'll be able to enjoy that.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny because I'm really a night owl, but for some reason I woke up this morning and my cat wakes me up and I couldn't go back to sleep again, and it was 8:00 in the morning. That's absurd for me. But I got up and I'm really glad because I stayed up all day and I got so much accomplished, and I just thought, and I was saying, I've got to break this night owl. I mean, I know a lot of musicians have that thing, the night owlism, you know, up all night writing songs. And I don't know about you. If you have children, of course, you can't do that. But anyway, back to you. I want to ask you a question, and then we're going to just talk about your project, because that's what my show is about. And the question is, when you were growing up, who influenced you the most and why?
Well, I'm a big British pop fan. You know, the Beatles are my biggest, you know, it doesn't sound very original. So many are like myself, you know, guys and gals that are influenced by those four amazing writers and musicians, you know. So I'd have to say them. It's them and everybody else. Of course, I love American music too. I'm a huge Bruce fan and stuff, but jazz and folk, but I have to say it was those four lads that set me on my path.
Yes, and I would agree with you. I'm a 60s generation person myself and a musician as well, and I remember that very day on the Ed Sullivan Show. My girlfriend, my best friend, lived right down the street from me, and she called me up and she said, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. So I ran down the block and went in, and there it was. And I think they started, I think it was I Want to Hold Your Hand. I'm not positive. It was really a long time ago for me. But that was my first exposure, like everyone else, was that Ed Sullivan appearance. And from then on, of course, it everything exploded from that point on in music. So.
Well, I was 5 years old, and I watched it. And it literally was my first media moment in my life, and it had such an impact on me. And I had a grandma who used to take the bus into Newark, New Jersey, to buy me the 45s. So my journey was aligned so perfectly to be a musician, watching them and my grandma going, you know, to Newark and bringing back Rolling Stones singles and Beatles singles, and then having two amazing parents that allowed me to make music in my basement. They never said turn it off. They may have said turn it down, but that's a big difference from turn it off.
Right.
And my basement was the hub for musicians in the neighboring towns of West Orange, Livingston, and Short Hills, and all that, and Montclair. So, you know, I was blessed to have guiding lights in my musical journey, I must say.
Right. 5 years old. Wow. I don't want to say how well. I will say how old. I was probably around... I was a teenager when the Beatles broke out, so I'm definitely a 60s generation person. But it did impact me as well in a major way, as did my brother Billy Ryan, the guitar man. I grew up listening to him, and Bruce actually used to come over and go down in our cellar, and I can totally relate to your experience growing up as I'm a singer-songwriter, guitar player myself, as you know. But I was very impressed, and... Go ahead.
No, you hear about so many musicians that had parents that weren't, guiding lights and, what's the word I'm looking for? Just pushing them.
Yeah,
you know,
allowed it. Like, right. I know where.
Right.
I know what you're kind of feeling. I sense what you're feeling.
Yeah.
My mother was a singer, and almost every musician that I talked to had there was a pivotal moment, like you said, that you discussed already was the Beatles. And then having someone in the family that would encourage you and having parents that are supporting you along, you're right, a lot of people didn't have that. And at one point, I remember my dad wasn't so happy about my brother because playing guitar because he really had, I guess, higher hopes. Or in those days back then, because my brother's even a few years older than I am, he wanted him to go out and, like, be able to earn a living, you know, and he didn't see music as a viable thing. But thank God we all stuck to it, and we listened to our hearts. I've heard you sing and perform and see you perform.
Thank you.
At the Supper Club in at McClune's in Asbury, and I was always very impressed and excited to see you. I don't know if we've ever really met in person, but I have viewed you and said, oh, yeah, that's Ray Anderson, okay? But when I saw what you're doing now, I was especially interested in interviewing you. So I would like you to tell us about your latest project, your Kickstarter for the anti-bullying project.
Right. Thank you. For 21 years, I've been making music for children as Mr. Ray. It's not a name I chose. It just started performing in schools and doing assemblies 21 years ago, and the kids just started calling me that, and it just kind of stuck, you know. And I never wanted to be Mr. anything because I always was kind of like this little rebel heart, you know, with authority. The Mr. part was like, oh, really? You know, but what are you going to do? It's just what the kids were comfortable calling me. It's fine, whatever. And
okay, Mr. Ray.
I always kid. I tell people, you know, Mr. Rogers' wife probably never called him Fred. So he's like, Mr. Rogers, you want a scrambled egg for breakfast? Wait a second, I mean, honey.
Right.
But
I love
anyway.
Mr. Rogers myself, but...
Yeah, it's cool. So it's... I just kind of stumbled into this. My ex was temping at a daycare in 94, invited me in to sing to the kids. She was, you know, teaching, and that was it. I started singing Yellow Submarine, and, along with other kids' classics, and the director asked me if I'd like to get paid singing to her kids, and I was like, wow, okay, let me try this, and that was it. I never looked back, and of course, I have to differentiate between grown-up music and my kids' music. But, you know, along the way, I've sung with Bob Bandiera, you know, his Jersey Shore Rock and Soul Review. And, you know, as you so kindly mentioned, my own Ray Anderson and Company type things. But I must tell you, I only do 5 or 6 grown-up shows a year just to keep my feet wet, just to remind myself that I could still do that, you know.
And that you're an adult.
But it's like I totally, without sounding like gobsmacked, like corny, I totally found my calling, you know, doing my kids' stuff. It's really what I was meant to do. And it's not dumbed down, you know. It's not like Barney or, God bless, you know, the women who created him, you know, rolling in all that money. But, I mean, it's rock. I bring all my rock sensibilities into what I do. And, you know, I just never look back. It's phenomenal. I'm not like a failed rocker, but so maybe I can make money from kids' music. It was very organic.
Oh, no, not at all. I think it's very commendable what you're doing, and I actually will tell you, I'm just saw my cell phone, and I'm turning it off here. I meant to do that, so we don't have anybody calling in. I actually have a page on Facebook, and it's called Inside the Fabulous Grand Arcade, and so what I was doing for years until Sandy happened was the first Saturday of the month I would take my guitar down, and I would stroll through, because I am a troubadour, a genuine troubadour. Mm-hmm. I never really had a big band. If I did Old Freehold Day, I would get a band together in a week, and that would be it. But I love singing to children, and the younger the better. And they're amazing. And they would come up, you know, to me, and they would get all shy. The little ones, I mean, they're just about walking. And they would get shy and get behind their parent. And then all of a sudden, I would stoop down to their level, and I would start singing like Blue Suede Shoes. And little by little, they'd come out and they'd look at me and they'd start wiggling. And I mean, I have great pictures up of my singing in convention hall to the children.
Right.
And so I can really appreciate what you're doing. And I know what joy it gave me. I did it for 2 years. I could still be doing it, but between I got into the broadcasting and now it's just too much. I love broadcasting and I've got 2.5 years under my belt now. And
that's great.
I love doing it. I knew from, well, anyway, I don't want to get off track, cause, and that happens with me a lot, but I want to get back to you again. And I do want to get a hold of whatever, you know, your latest CD, because I want to send it into Hamilton Radio, and we'll upload it, because we play all music. We play all music, and it's, you know, of course, a general public family radio station. And so I'd love to have a signed copy, and I'll give you the address at a later, you know, after the show.
Thank you.
And
actually,
I'd love to have a signed
copy.
Oh,
I think they just reached out to me, Hamilton.net or something like that.
Yes, yes, uh-huh. Well, I was with them for 2.5 years. And, I had wonderful, in fact, I was asked, and then we get back to your project, I was asked to interview Michelle Moore, who sings Rocky Ground with Bruce. And I had a lot of people wanting to interview with me, but, for instance, and I was driving so far in the snow and having guests, like, I couldn't have guests coming from New York or Pennsylvania. You know, it was too far, maybe from PA, but not from New York. So I decided to go back to Blog Talk Radio where I got my experience. Long story short of it, I started my blog. Willie Nile sent me an email. Will you interview on me on Wednesday because I'm leaving for Spain on Saturday? Well, I did 4 interviews that week. I'm not going to do that again. I'm only doing 2 a month now. But I kind of have just, and I'm in the process of writing a book, so I've actually just announced that my 2.5 wonderful years with Hamilton Radio, which was nominated Best Radios. I was asked to join them, and I was the first live talk radio show host, and I wrote the show myself. And now they've got 23 shows. So, but I'm not driving to Trenton anymore. I'm in my own apartment right now talking to you, and I'm going to be branching out and talking to all my new friends in the UK and all over the world. So I am like, totally excited.
Wow.
Totally excited. And I was invited to do the Joey Reynolds show after I released my CD, Ryan Rocks. So anyway, we'll talk some other time about me. This is about you, and this is what happens. I'm still waiting for Lori Gilmore to get me an egg timer because I need something to see that I can visualize. So when I talk about me, I can turn it over. And when the 3 minutes is up, I shut up, especially when it's half an hour. So tell me more about the bullying. How did this concept come up of the bullying? I'm going to be very blunt. I'm an interviewer.
Suicide.
Were you bullied at all when you were young?
I was. You know, I was always very skinny, and, you know, kids made fun of me. And I always had long hair, too. And, you know, they call me a sissy and things like that. But, you know, I think all kids kind of go, a lot of kids, I won't say all kids, a lot of kids go through some kind of teasing and bullying. But it was really the suicide of Tyler Clementi. I live right next to Rutgers here in Highland Park. And so it kind of reverberated my town. You know, his roommate, everybody knows, it was a national story. His roommate, you know, video recorded him having relations with another boy and posted it on the web. And, you know, he just wrote a simple note, off to jump to GW Bridge, sorry, you know, just very brief.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a really talented violinist, too, in the Ridgewood, I think he was called the Ridgewood Youth Symphony Orchestra, too.
Right.
And so I've been working on this for 4 years, and concurrently, my niece was physically and verbally abused by her then-boyfriend up at Marist College, and my sister, her mom, had him expelled. You know, she walked in on him abusing her. And so it was those two incidents that spurred me to start this CD. And I always had a thing for kids that were bullied.
Oh, there you go.
You know,
I lost you there for a second. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know what you didn't hear, but, you know, I just always had a
That's
thing
okay.
for
go
kids
ahead.
That were bullied. And Did you hear the part about my niece being abused?
Yes, I did. I did. You know what? I think I put my ear too close, and thank God we didn't disconnect. So I'm holding my phone away from my ear now. I'm going to get it. I need to really maybe invest in a microphone so that I can be hands-free and jot down notes. But, yes, I did hear about that. So, yes, continue.
Anyway, so it was those two things, like almost 4 years ago, that spurred me to do this. And, you know, I mean, I always kind of mention to kids about being nice to each other and respecting each other, and I instill them in my younger songs for kids 2 to 7, but let me try something a little bit more sophisticated for tweens, which is the 8 to 12 age group, which my daughter, she falls squarely in that. So, you know, so the music is not as, like, let's say, sing-songy as my other previous work. It's a little bit more, I won't say urban, but I've got some rap and some songs. But it's not gratuitous. I have three amazing friends that are hip-hop artists. And, you know, they have a very organic approach, and it's not, it doesn't sound gratuitous, if I may say so. It's up to the public to judge that, but I wouldn't have done it if it were going to sound like gratuitous. So, So, you know, there's acoustic guitar, and it's very pop and stuff. So, you know, the jury will be out. Today I released the first video, so we'll see what people think.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, this is a great day then to do the interview. Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Thank you, Nancy.
I can't wait to hear it. I really can't wait to hear it.
It's on my page, my Facebook page. You can click it.
Oh, yeah. Then I'm going to go afterwards, and I'm going to listen to it.
Thank you.
Perfect timing, you know that. I was on my knees. I said, okay, God, I've got this covered. I always pray before my interviews. I used to pray all the way. I wouldn't even put the radio on all the way to to Trenton. I would pray the whole way and just kind of meditate and think about how, you know, have it be a really nice, informative but yet really fun and uplifting time, because I was also bullied, and I think you're right about that. I don't think anyone gets away without being bullied by someone in their lifetime. It's just, I don't know why, but it's just the way it is. And I mean, I was like on the corner. I remember being called, and I went to parochial school. So on one corner were the parochial school kids, and on the other corner opposite me were the public school kids, and they would call me Four Eyes because I wore glasses. And you know, I was maybe,
I forgot about
like,
that. That's so wild. I forgot about that.
I was maybe eight years old, maybe, and waiting for the bus. And I went to parochial school in Asbury Park. I grew up in Asbury and also in Elmhurst later years.
Can I just say that how
you can say whatever
up,
it's your show, hon.
Only up until a few years now has that been deemed a rite of passage with kids. You know what I'm saying? Like
and it's
being called
yeah.
Four Eyes. You know, it makes you tougher. It gives you character, and that landscape is rightly so changing now. And you know, they're doing studies where, you know, that psychologically has an effect on kids. It's not a rite of passage.
Oh,
it doesn't make kids tougher, you know?
No, no.
I mean, it,
I have another one for you.
What's that?
Freckleface.
Yeah.
I was called Freckleface. And I used to think, well, if all my freckles went together, then I'd have a nice tan. I'm very, very white. I'm like Casper the Friendly Ghost, I call myself.
Yeah.
And I would be at the beach, too, and I would have to have, like, a T-shirt on, and I would have a hat on, and I would have, like, all that white zinc ointment all over my face. And, I mean, I got teased horrible when I was growing up.
Well, Julianne Moore
really
wrote a whole play about that. You know that? Called Freckleface Strawberry. It ran in the Village, and I took my daughter to see it. It was a very successful musical. It was an off-Broadway show. It was great. It ran for, like, I think 5 years. So she actually guessed that. Did you know that?
You know, I don't know why the phone is, like, dropping out a little bit. Probably because I'm on a cordless phone and you're on your cell phone. So every now and then I'll hear a blank. But it's okay. Julianne Moore, I'm about, like, her color.
She wrote a play, an off-Broadway play. I don't know if you heard that, called Freckleface Strawberry. I took my daughter to see it. It was great. It was really upbeat.
Well, I was a strawberry blonde myself. I am a redhead.
cool.
Yes, and you're right. And I love it that you said that. And it could make me almost cry even today. But I even had the first thing that happened to me was from a nun. She said to my mother, and I couldn't really see, and they didn't know it. They didn't know it. And but I was a real talkative kid, so they put me like way up in the front seat, but I was farsighted, so I should have been way in the back seat to see the board. And so at a meeting, the nun, this little nun, Sister Elizabeth, I'll never forget her name, Elizabeth Teresa Marie was her name, because she impacted me in such a negative way. I think I was in first grade, and you know what she said to my mother? She said, you know, Nancy's a bit of a feather brain. Right in front of me.
Yeah, man, kids
are so mean.
That impacted
me for my life.
Like, my real legal last name is a Polish name, you know, and it starts with a Y, ends with a Y. And, you know, man, I got it for that, too. You know, I mean, it's like, I think most of us have, like, a list of things, and it's just, some of it leaves scars sometimes.
Definitely.
You know, but it does impact people to, you know, the ultimate price, taking their life, It's
horrible.
Like people kind of some kids don't, you know, that loose term, grow out of it, you know, or like put up with it. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's like enough already. And I think a lot of that has to do with identity crisis.
I did interrupt you.
That's okay. I think a lot of that has to do with the parents, you know. It really does, you know. It's
the shame. Other people. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Look, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not Dr. Phil. But I do know what bullying is all about. And I'm just so excited that you're doing, you know, that this is going to be all over. This is, I'm 100% behind you. And I want you to know as well that I'm adding you to my list of people. I at the end of my shows, I always talk about the nonprofits that I promote and that I have been promoting for 2.5 years. And so I'm adding your name and your anti-bullying project. You can, you know, I'll call it what you call it. And just add your
name.
Thank
you. I will.
Give people.
Thank you.
Yeah, so people know to go and find you. And I'll just say, just go to Facebook.
Yeah.
Go find them and get these CDs
you.
For your children.
Thanks.
Because
that,
I think it's even a prevention thing. If they get to hear the CDs before it happens, it would be really good.
Yeah, you know, I'm just in my assemblies. I'm going to start a series of assemblies specifically for this in the fall. You know, I'm booking shows now. I've been booking them ever since I got this out, and you know, I'm going to speak about it too because I don't really speak. Obviously, you know, I set up my songs. I talk to kids all the time, but I'm going to have a. You know, a part of it where I kind of address this and tell people about my niece and kind of what I went through and, you know, talk a bit about Tyler Clemente because I have the endorsement from their foundation, the Tyler Clemente Foundation. I've been talking to his brother and the director of the Tyler Clemente Foundation, and of which they direct people and help people to find, you know, different people in need, kids in need that need somebody to talk to. They have like a mentorship program as well. And they gave me permission to include his image in my forthcoming video that features Leon Holmes. You know Leon?
Oh, yes, I certainly do. Yes, she'll be on my
Reagan
show
Richard,
one of these
Reagan
soon.
Richards?
Yes.
You know Reagan Richards?
Yes,
yeah,
I've met
those
her.
Those two lovely ladies are on my... The song that closes my CD, it's called It Was From Your Heart, in parentheses, for Tyler. And they're saying
wonderful.
So the family gave me permission to use his image and to put his domain, TylerCommunityFoundation.org. Yeah, so it's really
cool.
I'm really touched.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just heard both of them sing at Decades of Divas. My friend Sherry,
of course.
Right. Not Sherry Laurie. I always say Sherry Laurie. They're both my friends, but of course Laurie does all the talent buying and everything for the Strand Theater with Fran Whitney. So I've been promoting, in addition to all Asbury venues, I promote so many people. It's getting kind of crazy. I started out just promoting my Ryan Rocks, and little by little I got into you know, with the radio especially, I just started, like, promoting so many young indie artists, and now that's all I do is promote other people. I mean, I promote myself still, But everybody knows me pretty much. I've promoted myself really worldwide. I mean, it's just really pretty incredible. And it's great because then I can do that for people like you. And, you know, I mean, even just in the groups alone on Facebook, I reached like probably over 250,000 people. That's just with 40 groups that I'm a member of. And when you are a group of a page, you normally look at the page. And then that's not even my friends and in other countries and all the radio stations that play my music, because my music is still being played in, I can't even begin to tell you, a lot of places, a lot of radio stations. Mm-hmm. So mostly internet radio. But I'll take that, too. I'll take that.
Yeah,
my song Decision has been in the top 10 country reverb.
Hello? Nancy? Nancy? Uh-oh. I wonder if I'm being heard. Nancy? Uh-oh. This doesn't sound good.
Hello?
Yeah.
Did I send you my CD? I do keep... I don't know why
I couldn't hear you
it.
For the last 30 seconds. That was really wild.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this. It keeps kind of, it may be, you know, I'm actually right in the right place where I'm supposed to be in, and we're on the air. So it may be, it's either my phone or the cell phone, or I'm not sure if, sometimes when you're on cell phones, you know, it just kind of goes in and out, fades in and out. I'm going to have to get myself a different setup, because I don't like to, any dead air, of course. But you can hear me now, right?
Yes.
Good. Huh. Because it's distracting, of course. It is distracting to not be able to hear all of a sudden. But getting back to what you're doing, it just gives me great joy to be able to promote other, you know, all of these great things. It really does, and I really enjoy doing the nonprofit. So,
wait, did you say nonprofit?
Nonprofits. Yeah, I when I started broadcasting immediately, one of my first guests was Minister Steve with Tent City. Excuse me, and then little by little, I started, you know, interviewing other nonprofits, and you'll hear the list. I can do that. I want to just get back to you again.
Hold on, I have to clarify.
It says right.
Nancy,
pardon me?
Nancy, I got to clarify. I have to clarify. This is not a nonprofit. Okay.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, I wasn't. Didn't mean that you're a nonprofit.
Okay. I don't want people to get the idea that.
No. I understand that. I was just saying that. I guess in addition to supporting and promoting indie artists and artists like yourself, I enjoy including the nonprofits.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, no, and I'm glad that you did clarify that for the audience and for everyone listening.
I am an artist who, I live
off
what I create.
This is your living.
I'm just trying to.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to inspire kids to not take that bullying road. Okay, good. I'm glad you gave me the opportunity to clarify that.
Oh, yes, good. No, I'm glad. I'm glad. I know I want to have her on my show one of these days, too, and I just heard 90 seconds. Can you believe that a half an hour has gone by already?
Really?
But you know what? We're going to go over. We're going to go over a little bit. So, because I just want you to say anything that you want to say right now, like at the end of the show, as far as where to go for your CD. Oh. And things like that.
Well, can I mention my Kickstarter campaign? I've initiated this to, all the songs recorded, the music's recorded, and I shot two videos, one with an amazing young cutting-edge director from Brooklyn. But I'm seeking some help with the PR marketing aspect of this and for maybe some help to shoot some more videos. You know, crowdfunding is a thing that a lot of baby boomers aren't really hip to. I've been noticing. So I'm trying to educate them. Like, it's kind of like Shark Tank with fun, you know, rewards. That's the best way I can describe it. So if you could just go to Kickstarter.com and type in Mr. Ray, you could watch my little video there of what I'm doing, and you could see two samples of the videos I already shot. and I have only 4 days left to reach my goal. So, you know, so maybe if people can just check that out and see if they feel it in their heart to help pledge for the cause
right.
here. So anyway, so that's that. Other than that,
right.
I must say that, you know, I've been listening through Facebook so many different people and their bullying stories, particularly parents and how their kids had to be actually, they have to take them out of school because kids have been so vicious, and not just guys.
Right.
Girls are very, very, can be very vindictive.
Yes.
You know. So.
It's horrible. It's horrible what I've seen. Some of the videos, I just can't believe. I can't believe
it. For being gay, for being overweight, just, some one guy just said, you know, my daughter's been bullied, you know, for being Jewish. And, oh, by the way, Mr. Ray, she's not even Jewish. I'm like, what?
Yeah, right. You know, exactly.
I don't know what's wrong with people today. Oh, my gosh.
I really don't know what's wrong. And actually, in the United States here, we've got to almost say, geez, compared to other countries, I guess we have to count our blessings because of what's happening all over the world. I mean, we really need help here. I mean, we need to get back, I guess, to Woodstock or something, to the peace and the love, because it's really... it can be quite depressing. I mean, I pray all the time, and my salutation is always peace, Nancy, with a heart, because there's just not enough of it. And even as an adult, and even being in the music industry or in broadcasting, it can be extremely cutthroat. And I think to myself, you know what? Because I always said this. I said, there's plenty of room at the top if you want to go there. I mean, everybody doesn't want to go there anyway. You know, I've been in ministries before. I mean, I was in two ministries. One was a paid ministry in San Diego. I left for San Diego in my 30s, and it was for a Presbyterian church, even though I was raised Roman Catholic. And then I did 5 years, which was wonderful, volunteered with the Franciscan monks. And it was some of the happiest years of my life. And people don't treat. And it was in Carlsbad, California, like right on the beach. I was there 28 years. I had a guitar in one hand. I shipped off my daughter, Nina. My brother took me to the airport. My father was like, where are you going? I was the oldest girl of seven. I said, I'm out of here. My mother brought one more baby home. I'm like, I'm out of here. But I left home and went to New York when my mother brought my sister home. I got that wrong. I left in my early 30s. My daughter was 8. She went to Albuquerque with her dad. I was divorced, and I went to San Diego. And I was there 28 years, and I only came back to New Jersey because I promised my mother I'd take care of her if she ever needed me. And she made that phone call 11 years ago, and I came back to New Jersey. And there was a reason I came back. And I came back, and I did my CD. Then I got into broadcasting, you know, after I had taken care of her. That was 4 years ago. I started going out, and I did my CD, and then I got into the broadcasting 2.5 years ago, and now I'm writing a book. And, I mean, I'm having the best time of my life. I never expected that at this age, because I'm 68. I always say it because I always go, well, look how great I look anyway. I mean, if I didn't look that good, I wouldn't say it. But, people go, let me see your license. And it's just not that. It's I'm like a kid, a little kid, you know. I didn't have a childhood. I grew up in a really crazy environment. So now... you know, it's my time to give back. And so that's what I've been doing. And I congratulate you on what you're doing for your, they say, do what you love and the money will follow. And you are certainly doing what you love. And you are certainly going to help so many people with your work. And I'm just really honored and very happy that at such a short notice, when I saw that you were doing the Kickstarter, I said, I've got to get them now. I've got to get them. And I'm so happy that
you
said you would do it.
I appreciate you asking.
Oh, yeah.
You're a good soul. You're a good soul. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hello? Oh, boy. Back to the void. Paging Nancy, paging Nancy. Are we on? I don't know if you can hear me. But I'll hang on.